chosen that way. She went to dances and had to push the boys away. So I sat down to write a love song for Zoe. I sang it as loud as I could for as long as I can. A love song for Zoe. I sang it as loud as I could for as long as I can. So many empty spaces to fill. I could for as long as I can.
That was a love song for Zoe from Rockaway's Southern Border. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 1st, Canada Day. The Everett Aqua Sox shaded a host of Vancouver Canadiens 2-1 in Rogers Field and at Bailey, led by Brendan Elke's solo shot off Jackson Wentworth in the top of third, the lone home run of the game, which Elke followed by a single in the top of fifth to plate the eventual winning run. In an all-Oregon matchup, the Eugene Emeralds grounded the visitors Hillsboro Hops 7-2 at PK Park, highlighted by two three-run rallies. First in the bottom of six, where Drew Kavanoff's three-run jack off Casey Anderson, followed by Zane Silienski's three-run launch off Rocco Reed in the bottom of eighth, as the Emeralds hit two home runs to the Hops 0. The third game was an all-Washington matchup, where the host Tri-City Dust Devils bested the Spokane Indians 7-4, highlighted by a three-run rally in the bottom of six, started by Randy DeJesus' two-run jack, which was the eventual game-winning hit, followed by Adrian Placencia's solo shot, both off Stu Fleischland third, at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 2nd, Eugene thumped Hillsboro 10-2 with 8 runs in the first 3 innings, 2 in the first, 2nd, 4 in the bottom of 3rd. Vancouver sunk Everett 7-3, highlighted by 2 3-run rallies in the bottom of 4th, 6th. And Spokane bested Tri-City in a 10-8 barn burner, where there were 2 lead changes in the first 4 innings, where each side scored 7 runs, during which the Indians hit 3 home runs to the Dust Devils too, capped off by Spokane's 3-run rally in the top of 10th. On July 3rd, Eugene shaded Hillsboro 2-1 as Jonah Fox's contact to third led to a force out at home of Emerald Luke Schilliger, but the Hawks catcher Kenny Castillo had a throwing error at first, allowing Jose Ramos to score as Eugene overcame Hillsboro's lone home run. Everett and Vancouver had a back-and-forth affair as the Aqua Sox tied the game in the top of 9th with 2 runs, as the Canadiens' third baseman Cutter Coffey had a throwing error to first, which enabled Aqua Sox Fruity Batista to reach second. Curtis Washington Jr. to score from second as the game went into extras, where Vancouver's Jay Harris hit a walk-off single off Everett's Ben Hernandez as Arjun Nimala scored from third in the bottom of 10th for the Canadiens' 6-5 win over the Aqua Sox. The third game saw Spokane shading Tri-City 1-0 as Braylon Wimmer's solo shot off Keith L. Key in the top of 6 was the eventual game winner. There were 3 venue changes on July 4th. American Independence Day. The visitors' Tri-City shaded Spokane 4-3, highlighted by a 3-run rally at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Let me look when that... let me look at the inning. Just sorry about the omission, but I will correct it ASAP. The computer 2 in the CJSF On Air studio is very, very slow right now. Let me look. It was July 4th. Northwest League. The 3-run rally for the Tri-City Dust Devils was in the top of 5th at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington, against the Indians. Vancouver deep 6 to host Everett 9-2, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of 7th, started by Hayden Gilliland's solo home run off Jordan Jackson, followed by 4 more runs at Funko Field. In the third game, Eugene bested the host Hillsboro in an 11-9 slugfest at Hillsboro Park, as the Emeralds had a 5-run barrage in the top of 3rd, capped off by Bo Davison's 2-run inside-the-park home run off John West, followed by another 3-run rally in the top of 5th, which the Hawks responded with 2 runs in the bottom of 5th, where Angel Ortiz launched a 2-run jack off Austin Strickland, followed by another 2 runs in the bottom of 6th. But Eugene's 2 additional runs in the top of 8th proved to be the difference in an all-Oregon matchup against Hillsboro. On July 5th, Tri-City blanked Spokane 2-0 as Cole Fentanyl's solo shot off Austin Becker in the top of 6. Vancouver blanked Everett 3-0 as Cutter Coffey's 2-run jack off Urangelo Sinte in the top of 3rd, and Eugene thumped Hillsboro 10-5, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of 9th. 3 games are on tap today. Eugene continues in Hillsboro, Tri-City renews in Spokane Valley, both at 105, and Vancouver resumes in Everett at 405. All times are Pacific.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is now the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 11-2 and have won 7 in a row. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 10-4. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are third at 9-5. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are 7-6 for fourth, but have won 4 in a row. The Everett Aqua Sox, the first half division winner, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are struggling in the second half at 3-11 for fifth and have lost 4 in a row. And the Hillsboro Hawks are last at 1-13 as an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks and have dropped 6 in a row.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Patmos Reduction Plan. Shame.
Thank you. Asia, do you see me?
I would like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. Two games were on tap for July 2nd. The host Victoria Shamrocks bested the Nanaimo Timbermen in an 11-9 barn burner at the Q Center in Colwood, as the Shamrocks were led by Andrew Q's 5 goals with an assist as a first star, followed by Jesse King's goal with 5 assists as a third star, while Cole Lindstrom led the Timbermen with 3 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as a second star. Meanwhile, the Maple Ridge Barrards bested the Langley Thunder 7-4 at Langley Event Center, as the Barrards were led by Marcus Claridge's 2 goals as the first star, Brandon Humphreys 45 as the second star, while Connor Robinson led the Thunder with 2 goals and 3 assists in the losing effort as the third star. On July 3rd, the newest Samabellis overcame the visitors Maple Ridge 10-6 at Queens Park Arena, as the Samabellis were led by Mitch Jones 3 goals with 3 assists as the first star, Frank Sigliano's 46 saves as the second star, while Marcus Claridge led the Barrage with 2 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the third star. On July 4th, the host Burnaby Lakers bested the Victoria Shamrocks in an 11-9 slugfest at Bill Copeland Arena, as the Lakers were led by Keegan Melinchuk's 52 saves as the first star, Jacob Dunbar's 2 goals with 4 assists as the second star, while Andrew Q led the Shamrocks with 2 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the third star. Two games were on tap for July 5th. Nanaimo bested the visitors Burnaby 8-7 at Frank Crane Arena, as Thomas Velas of the Lakers was the first star with 4 goals, while the Timbermen were led by Noah Manning with a goal, 2 assists as the second star, and Colby Bowman's 46 saves for the win. Bowman was the third star. Meanwhile, the host Coquitlam Adirondacks bested New West 12-8 at Poirier Sports Center, as the Adirondacks were led by Keen Moon's 2 goals with 2 assists as the first star, followed by Tyson Kirkness' 2 goals as the third star, while Hayden Dixon led the Salmon Bellies with 4 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the third star. Tonight sees Langley in Nanaimo with the ball drop at Frank Crane Arena at 7 p.m.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association, with 2 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks are first at 9-2-1 for 19 points, tied with the Coquitlam Adirondacks. The New West Salmon Bellies are third at 9-3 for 18 points. Then there is a huge drop-off in the point parade, as the Maple Ridge Barrages are 4-6-2 for 10 points. The top 4 teams make the playoffs each year, and the rest, the Langley Thunder, are 5th at 4-7, 8 points. The Coquitlam the Burnaby Lakers are 6-3-9, 6 points, and the Nanaimo Timbermen are last at 2-11. The hottest team in the Western Lacrosse Association are the Coquitlam Adirondacks, who have won 3 in a row, while the Langley Thunder are the coldest with 3 straight losses.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 26 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. The campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I'd like to provide some scores from the BC Premier Baseball League. Update scores at this time. Sorry, computer 2 is still slow. There are 4 games currently active right now. The Abbotsford Cardinals are soaring above the Victoria Eagles 7-0 at St. Regis Lambrecht Park, Maverick Field. The Wally Chiefs are up 2-0 over the Victoria Mariners at Surrey's Wally Stadium. The White Rock Tritons are up big on the North Island Royals 5-0. And the Mid-Island and Okanagan, which started its game 2, are currently knotted up at 0. Now to the last two before 11. It is Wolf Castle's Waiting for the Dawn with I Won't Stop.
Give me 1-2 steps, find me sway to the left. I'm a wolf, no stretch. When you see me in the flesh, have a drink, have a laugh, get obsessed. 1-800, tell me everything, wash it off your chest. Bet I've been through it before, got a fix for that. When your life like a movie, give them tit for tat. Living broke or bad, puppy love is sad. Playing monkey in the middle, find a way to dash. Sluggish, had some lead in my step. Raise myself up, cause I'm trying to forget. Knew all my buttons, you push and I press. Under the moon, left the jury to guess. Yes. Freedom, abolition, always tripping, thinking everything. Speeding, dodging bullets, silver whizzing, gotta entertain. Super Cali, fragile, acting tricky, I'm atrocious. Need to split the sea to find the end, Moses. Why is life so complicated? Must we get lost in the conversation? Less I wanna talk, I need affirmation. Show me how to move, bring me that elation. Bring me that touch, it's a long vacation. Bring me that rush in the Appalachians. Romeo glow in the admiration. I'ma hold on, hope, cause it's all I know. I won't stop. No way, I won't stop. No way, I won't stop. No way,
I'ma hold on, hope, cause it's all I know.
I won't stop. No way, I won't stop. No way, I won't stop. No way,
I'ma hold on, hope, cause it's all I know.
It's a trope, feeling low, wanna show off. Hit the floor of the unknown, getting older. Toe to toe on my own, I'm a loner. Wanna break it on my code, pull them closer. Cause I need to feel real, the best you can't steal. The stress it gon' kill. Now every single answer is a pill or a meal. Need a hook, need a line, need a reel.
Okay, okay, pump up the blood. Let's move, jump the gun. My flex stamina, hotter than Panama. In the summer, the flash camera, a cannon, the blast. Back to reality, man, slipping. I need to relax. I can feel the rain on my skin to pour. Feel the crowd to roar. Muscle healing from the times before I crashed. Moving with your body, going back to back. The map led me to believe I can make it at last. Why is life so complicated? Must we get lost in the conversation? Less I wanna talk, I need affirmation. Show me how to move, bring me that elation. Bring me that touch, it's a long vacation. Bring me that rush in the Appalachians. Romeo glow in the admiration. I'ma hold on, hope, cause it's all I know. I won't stop, no way, I won't stop.